You ever feel cursed, Coach? That no matter what, inside your heart, you feel that you're going to lose. Like something's hanging over you, following you, like a witch or a demon that just, you can't win. I feel like that all the time.
There's a lady who's sure all it could turn is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. If she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Even when things are going good, we're winning. It's that.
And she's buying the stairway
to heaven. And when we're losing, it's that.
And she's buying the stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure.
Realize that there ain't much difference between winning and losing, except for how the outside world treats you. But inside you, it's about all the same. It really is. Our only curses are the ones that are self-imposed. All of us dig our own holes.
Hate, anger, guilt, shame, self-loathing. And I learned a lot about them. And out of that came what is now an emotional healing technique called the drawing out process. And then through that conversation, I find out whatever it is that I need to find out in order to help that part of them feel more at peace so that the person themselves can feel more at peace. Negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative programs, whatever you want to call it. I'm just going to call it inner demons for the sake of brevity here. So how do we typically see these parts of us? We see them as bad, don't we? Because they make us do and say and think and feel really bad things. I mean, I don't want to say those things. I don't want to feel those things. So then what do with them? We struggle with them. We struggle with these parts of us so that we won't think that way or feel that way. We suppress them, we numb them, we argue with them, we do anything we can not to feel and think and behave that way, don't we? But what if we're wrong? What if we, and the way we've been taught to see and treat these parts of us, what if it is completely wrong?
darkest moments. Never forget that you can and will make it through. Never forget the hard times that you already have made it through. And understand that in the future there will be more challenges, but also more rewards. And all of this counts as life. It's all part of true joy.
You want to know the truth about entertainment? They aren't bad. They've got no part of you is bad. How do I know this? Because I've talked to a lot of them. I've talked to a lot of redeemers in my day and in other people's different. And every single one of them, I found that they all have good intentions for you. Numb them out, right? Just confront that, right? Does it work to suppress them or push them down or argue with them or deny them, pretend they're not there and not listen? Does that work? No, it just puts us further and deeper into struggle. As long as they're struggling, my dear, you have the power to feel at peace with yourself. But it is not through judging, fearing, condemning any part of you. It's through loving, embracing, understanding everybody.
Darkness and shadow, those are not our enemies. They're as necessary and natural as the nighttime is to the day. The dark isn't bad, it's simply the light cast in the shadow. Our ultimate quest is not to destroy the shadows or our demons, but to learn to hold hands with that side of life, to party with our demons.
She's fine.